All right, what's a setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, so I don't know if you've accidentally squirted the wrong solution in your eyes. Maybe you have contacts, and that's kind of a, you know, that's a part of your life. Well, this woman did, and it's now your setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without gluing your eyeball shut, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Here she is, Jennifer from California at the hospital talking about it. Filmed herself after she mistakenly poured super glue.
No.
Into her left eye.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I've gone and done it. I have won the most idiot person award. My eye drops sit directly next to super glue.
No,
okay, you
no,
know what?
That's the first mistake. That's
right
the first mistake.
There,
that's the first mistake.
Let's stop you and
oh,
say,
oh boy, why are we keeping the super glue anywhere near eye things? That should go in like the utility drawer in the kitchen. Your eye drop should be in the bathroom or your nightstand. What is happening?
Everything you're saying is exactly right, Kelly.
Thank you.
And they're the same size bottle, and I wasn't paying attention, and now my eyes glued shut. What an idiot. What an idiot. And I asked the people, I was like, has this happened before? Have you ever gotten a call like this? They're like, no. Like, thanks for the vote of confidence, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Listen.
Nope, you're the first.
I don't know if she's doing this for clout, because going back to what you said, Kelly, who keeps super glue next to their eye drops?
Nobody but her. Nobody. Nobody. I think we've all figured that out. We did, didn't we? We did. And that proved it, because they said, yep, nope, you're the first.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without gluing your eyeballs shut because you mistaken your eye drops or your for super glue or
yeah,
vice versa, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. I mean, seriously, that she sounds like she's handling it well, because that sounds extremely painful.
Right.
And she's lucky she didn't, like, blind herself.
Right.
Doesn't sound like she did. I'm hoping she didn't.
So there you go. That is setting the bar. Again, these are things I didn't think we'd have to say, but here we are, guys.
Here we are.
That's setting the bar.